Joining us for his regular spot on Saturday morning here on The Local, Graham Rybelt from Ask Roz with what's going down across the mountains and the Central Tablelands this weekend. Good morning, Graham.
G'day, Steve. It's another busy one, although being the last weekend of the month, they do tend to be a little bit quieter.
I tell you what's not quieter is your Ask Roz website getting an awful lot of traffic.
Yeah, the information that we share, we post onto a separate page, which is askroz.news/the-local-2LT. It's around the 13,000 people have viewed that site already, which is pretty good for a small local page,
I should say. Okay, let's get stuck into it. Today, let's see. Oh, it's back to school.
Yes, Kendall Hill School at Wentworth Falls, which is near the lake, they're having their open day, which is a bit of a fun chance to have a look at the school if you're thinking of going, putting your kids through it, or just going there and having a bit of a fun time. So that's a good thing for the day. But also, you've also got the Lithgow Family Day out at Queen Elizabeth Park in Lithgow. I'm always blown away by Queen Elizabeth Park. Steve, I don't know about you, but it's probably one of the best rose gardens in the state. It's offering so much. I love it. So it's at Lithgow Family Day out. And, of course, the Lithgow Quota Market Fair is on at the sports ground. That should be a bit of fun, a few good homemade cakes there, I would think. And the biggie this weekend, absolute biggie, Steve, is the Lithgow Halloween Fright Night from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. So expect to see some activities in the main street.
Yeah, that's right. That's something that Lithgow really does very well is Halloween.
Look, I was so pleased when they decided to persevere with it because there were some money concerns about doing it again for another year. But I'm so pleased they did. And I think it'll pay off.
Yeah, it's popular. It's right up there, yeah. In nearby Portland, there's a swap meet.
Yeah, it's on a Sunday. And this is something that is growing popularity. It's the Portland Buy and Sell Swap Meet in Cramer Park. If you're a buyer or potential seller, drop on by and have a look. You might pick a bargain up.
Can we just talk about going for a walk? Because, I mean, the weather's getting hotter and hotter. And before too long, people are going to think, holy smoke, it's a bit too hot to go for a walk. But still nice and springy.
It is, certainly. I would recommend, before it gets too hot, doing Evans Crown at Tarrina. It's just outside Tarrina. You'll look over Tarrina when you go up there. It's about a two-hour return walk. It's not an accessible walk, so you need to be moderately fit to walk your way up. And when you get up on the top, it's just a cluster of these giant boulders. It's used frequently by people who love climbing boulders and all sorts of things. But great views and amazing wildlife. See, one time I was there and I had echidnas actually go between my feet.
Oh, you're joking, really?
No, I'm not. So it's truly amazing. So go there with your camera, take your time, pack a lunch. It's a great, great walk.
Now, echidnas, let's face it, you don't see them every day, nor the dinosaurs neither. I wanted to ask you about the Dinosaur Valley in Katoomba. How's that going?
It's really popular. You go near Scenic World when it's on, and there are people parked everywhere. Make sure you book in. I don't know of anyone who's been there and hasn't enjoyed it. Twice as many dinosaurs as last year, and it's a bit of fun.
So that's fine as far as walking among the echidnas and walking among dinosaurs is concerned, but what about those of us who like riding a horse?
Yes, I know you're a bit of a rider there, Stephen. I would suggest a place like Kensal Farm, which is very, very close. In fact, it's the closest property to Jenolan Caves, so you can actually stay there as well if you want to. But as a day visit, you can go there, and they've got lots of options as a family visit farm experience. And then, of course, you've got right nearby, you've got High Country Trail Rides. Now, this is be up your line, where they actually have quad-style bike riding, family fun, the whole thing, very controlled, very safe. So it's a High Country Trail Rides and Farm Stay just near Oberon.
And people will come up from Sydney and they'll go to these petting zoos. There's a fair few of them about.
There are, like Kensal Farm have one, but also the one that is really popular, which is right near the Lollybug in Lithgow, or in Hartley, I should say, which is Raising Baby Moos. This is where baby calves are cared for, where they can't be taken care of where they were. So kids can go along and they get to pet them, feed them, give them milk, a bottle, and really have a great experience. Again, I don't know if anyone has been there and hasn't been blown away by it.
Yes, and you will never ever see a miserable kid petting an animal.
Never.
Never. Alrighty, well, we're nearly out of time, but we mentioned it at the top of the segment. But once again, for people who might want to brush up on any of the things that we've talked about or look into what else is going on across the region, where do we get it?
It's askroz.news/thelocal2LT.
That's worth saying twice.
Yes, so it's askroz.news/thelocal2LT.
Excellent. All right. Graham Rybelt from Ask Roz, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, Steve.